So bless you, dear.
Bless you, my child.
So lovely to hear you.
Days here, the smallest and sweetest flower of all. Humble, and so it often seems insignificant. You know how well named are you, my child.
Thank you.
It is in the humbleness of things the greatness is observed. Only the mass of humanity could realize that in humbleness of spirit, greatness is truly found. How changed could be the world in which you live if all men were humble in spirit and sought not after the things of the earth, but of the things of the spirit that remaineth when all else fails, when all else has gone into the remote recesses of the human mind, when we have lost all memory of material things, and only the things of the spirit hold us fast in their truth, then truly have we become spiritually aware and conscious. Have we become truly spiritually engraced? I see in your world many tragedies of human life, whether they are individual, whether they are of a national kind. We see the foolhardiness of man that brings in its wake all the unhappiness, all the sorrows of the world. Yet if there were this humbleness of spirit, this realization that to be truly withdrawn and yet at the same time aware of all the many needs of human life, an endeavor to assist, to guide, to uplift, to strive for good, to be humble and yet at the same time to be strong in spirit, how greatly changed could your world become? Over the years we've worked together, you and I, in close harmony, close companionship and love.